in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media.
Did you know Premier Farm Credit has a team of in-house real estate and chattel appraisers? We provide confidential appraisals for loans, estates, and other uses. And you don't have to be a borrower. Our appraisal team understands agriculture and the area and are held to the highest standards of ethics and conduct. To get started, call 522-5295 or look Premier Farm Credit up at premieraca.com. Premier Farm Credit, the gold standard.
Ag Fact of the Day. From bacon and sausage to ham and chops, Americans enjoy the versatility of pork. Colorado pork producers raise 750,000 hogs each year and are frequently recognized for the quality of care they give to these animals and for the environmental stewardship. This Ag Fact is courtesy of Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
The backlog of hogs in states hit hardest by the meatpacking industry crisis is just now easing up somewhat. Hundreds of thousands of hogs were killed by producers who had nowhere to send the animals for processing. While that number is short of the initial slaughter estimates of billions of hogs, the pork industry still needs financial assistance to cover the cost of euthanizing animals, as well as for the price losses from COVID-19. They're also asking for help getting mental health resources for farmers who were understandably disturbed by having to kill their animals for disposal. During the Colorado Farm Bureau's roundtable in Kingsburg, Secretary Perdue said the president was very concerned about the euthanization of livestock in the agriculture industry. And in his lifetime, he's never seen a president more concerned about the agriculture industry like President Donald Trump.
When he started reading about crops being plowed under, milk being dumped, and potential animals being euthanized, I think I got a call at 6 o'clock that morning or something and said, okay, I'm reading them. What's going on? We have enough food.
Is this real?
And what are we going to do about it? And you better bring me something quick to do that. And that's when our guys really are already thinking about that. And that's when they developed this Farmers and Family Food Box. It's been overwhelmingly popular. Because you're right about it. I've never heard agriculture paid as much attention to as he has.
Producers have gone to great lengths to reduce the backlog and avoid on-farm slaughter. Some have been shipping hogs to processors out of the state or selling directly to individuals looking to stockpile meat. Others have started contracting with smaller processors who've seen an unprecedented rise in their business. Still, Politico says those measures haven't fully solved the large pileup of excess hogs.
Colorado pork producers employ practices that protect public health. The U.S. supply chain has earned global recognition for the safety of its products, meaning you are receiving the best quality pork to keep your family healthy. For more information, contact Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org.
For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.